During the events in Tunisia, the Tunisian government was blocking people's ability to access Twitter and Facebook. They were also sniffing the passwords of Facebook users by injecting some code into those web pages. And so Telecomics and Anonymous helped provide people in Tunisia on the ground with tools to circumvent the censorship. You know, there were really two phases of our work in Egypt. Some of it very similar to Tunisia, where we were helping people access Twitter, helping people evade censorship. And then things got really, really crazy when the government of Egypt basically pulled the only fiber optic cable into the country out of the wall. They more or less cut off all internet, cell, and SMS service throughout the country. Which forced us to get a little creative. We set up, working with users and ISPs around the world, we used some 1980s technology. We set up about 500 dial-up modem lines where people could call in and access the internet. The situation in Syria is a little different, whereas in Tunisia, they did some computer trickery to access people's Facebook passwords. In Syria, the police just torture people, just outright torture people for their Facebook passwords. That situation is a little more precarious. We've been helping to provide people with encrypted tunnels called VPNs and Tor. To evade some of the censorship. We've also been helping Syrians to publish videos and texts and poetry.